I'm WUWM education reporter Emily Files. The COVID-19 pandemic has pushed many teachers and students out of their classrooms and onto their computers, but K-12 education wasn't built to be virtual. So how have teachers adapted their in-person instruction for the computer screen? I visited some virtual classrooms to find out, and we'll tell those stories throughout the month. In this first installment, we learn how a fourth-grade English teacher in Milwaukee breaks up a 90-minute class to keep kids engaged. It's 9 a.m., the Tuesday before Thanksgiving. Tina Marie Tate, who teaches at Stellar Elementary, greets about 25 students as they pop up in her Zoom online classroom.
Hi, Malekis. Good morning, Leo.
Once most of the fourth graders are here, Tate does a holiday-themed icebreaker, asking students to choose between two Thanksgiving dishes.
Tell me this or that. Which one would you love most? Macaroni and cheese or dressing?
The students furiously type their answers into the Zoom chat box.
Macaroni. Adrian said macaroni. Tyree said macaroni. So no one chose dressing?
Daniela is the only one who chose dressing.
Okay, Daniela, you're my friend. Yes, Daniela.
Tate does icebreakers like this for two reasons. First, to build relationships with students. It's more challenging over a screen, and Tate's school, which is part of the Karman Charter Network, has been virtual this entire school year. Tate says the other reason for icebreakers is that it's difficult for students to stay engaged if she spends the entire Zoom class on academics.
I realized early on that trying to get through a full lesson according to the pacing guide was not going to work. And so I had to figure out, okay, what is it that I really want them to do? Something that is manageable, that I can just basically give them a power lesson in a short amount of time.
Now, for example, she'll read out loud with the students one chapter from their book instead of two.
So what is our reading focus for today? Today, we're going to watch as Sticks hurts Caleb's feelings when he calls him brother. And so I want you to think about that. I would assume that Caleb would be super duper happy about that.
The fourth grade is reading a book called The Seasons of Styx Malone. Tate pauses often to gauge the student's understanding of the story.
Coco is saying that Caleb is feeling disappointed. Can you tell me why?
Well, he's feeling disappointed because he always thinks Styx is a brother, but he thought of it as a fantasy, but he did want to be his brother.
After they're done reading, Tate pulls up a quiz with comprehension questions. She uses a tool called Quizzle, which turns the quizzes into competitive games, showing which students get the most questions right. Some students don't participate in the quizzes, and there's not much she can do about it.
I feel the amount of attention you put into online schooling is double that, because in the classroom, we're all on the same thing together. So you don't have the option to just kind of sit there, because then I know how to do whole class routines to kind of get the engagement up. Whereas on the computer, I can't control the home environment. So that's the hardest part.
In the virtual environment, the quieter students, the students who might be struggling, they're harder to reach. But there are small victories. Tate gave an example of a recent lesson that worked really well to engage students. She asked them to write from the perspective of a turkey.
And write a letter to people convincing them not to eat them for Thanksgiving. And so we spent about maybe 15 minutes letting them share their letters. And then afterwards, they were so excited, we had to mute them.
That's one benefit of the online classroom, the mute button. Emily Files, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.